that he said, I'll go up to Shemayim and I will try to get Shemayim to cry with me. And it's I will try to get Eilas Midbar. He's saying that he's going to get the entire Bria to cry with him together. It's built on a Chazal. It says Bochei u'mevakeh achem. It says Bochei sifke, the double lashon of Bochei tifke. So it says Bochei u'mevakeh achem imoy, that he's crying. Yirmiyahu is crying, and he's causing other people to cry. U'mevakeh kodesh baruch imoy. It says Vayikra Hashem l'kim tzvokei zebemahu l'fchi l'mispot. Bochei u'mevakeh malach hashoris imoy. Yechsev heiner elim tzaku chutza. Bochei u'mevakeh shmayim v'oretz. Harim voice, and so on. In anything of sound, anything of music, the teva is that things that have a similar teva go resonate. And if a person sings at the right pitch, things that have that same pitch will resonate with him. If a person speaks to people in a way that he hits something, that a chord that resonates, the lancer, the sig, the tzuras atfila that we have when we say something and we answer amen and we answer baruch, it's the response is because there's communication. Anything of koil is meant to create a resonance and an answer. We cry at other people's. Rashi brings down a medrash. It says that if a tinuk is boicha, all of the tinuk is a boicha. And the reason is dafke b'tinuk, because a tinuk is something that doesn't have a developed sense of self, and therefore crying is sort of, it loses its boundaries. If one tinuk cries, they all cry. With people, if a person is in tsar, in tsara, deep down, I can imagine myself in the same position. And when we want to be ma'ir in ourselves, a sense of rachmim, noise ba'oil, we do it a lot of times by imagining, chas v'shalom, if we want that place. But if a person has a tsar that's shayach to him alone, a person has something that he's very fond of and it broke. So if somebody has something that's worth a lot of money, it breaks, it's easy to commiserate because, you know, I would also not want to lose so much money. But if a person has some sort of tchashka he's particularly fond of, so it's his personal tzar, it's really hard to commiserate. Beis HaMikdash was built on the Evan Shesiyah. Beis HaMikdash is the Yisoid Neshoyash of the world. The reason that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the world is for one reason. It was the evil Moshe v'tachtoinim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted a hechetimtza, to be masha shchina in a makom that be'etzim is not shayach to shchina, in a physical world, and that was the ratzon. That's why, that's the evan shesiyah of the world, and that's what, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted, and the world stands on that, and because of that. Beis HaMikdash was built on the evan shesiyah. It's the makom of avodah for Kadosh Baruch Hu, because so the Beis HaMikdash is this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Beis HaMikdash is the Evan Shesiyah of the world, and that's why, if looking at Churban Beis HaMikdash as a prat is has it wrong. Until Shemayim and Eretz and Harim and Gvois and everything else, if we don't, and in our Avodah, this is big world, that's very universal, Shemayim Varetz and Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Boichimoy. Understanding we who are to our abilities, Oivdei Hashem, and we're Asuk in it, the understanding that the Beis HaMikdash is a dimension that gave everything of ours some sort of meaning, that all mitzvahs, Hatziv Lach Tziyunim, everything is just a pale, it's just a shadow of itself. That's how we have to dehear. We have to dehear that in everything. Our tefillah is a pale replacement for Avodas Hashem through Korbanos. And our Torah that we have is Shirayim from the Lishkas Hagozes, with where Misham Teitze Torah. And our Yira and our Ava and everything else that we have are Ashiyori Shirayim of what's there. So the Nakuda of the Skinner is that the entire Bria has to be Mevaka, the Beis HaMikdash, because Be'etzim, that is, the entire world wobbled. The entire world is not Bim Koimai because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Adat Chuk Shamayim, Alayiti Shamayim,